Just bear with me one second, mate. So he was very positive about Linz, but also he was like, he was basically like, I don't really want to be on the fucking LSC. Like, basically was like, I don't want to hear about fucking debtors and legals.
No, but I think Yoke can do something in product development without.
Yeah, so why, go to the... why doesn't Yogesh run product development and just feed it into Linton?
Yeah.
And Linton can bring it up at the LSC?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to effectively suggest. Yoke is a good ideas person, and it's the one thing that you won't get out of Linton. Linton will then kind of, I guess, put, you know.
But, you know, like, I'll give you an example. We talked about crypto a while back, right?
Yep.
Sam was like, I'll do it. And then he was like, no, it's too much work. Right? And then Sam, after it had all kind of gone quiet and we said, no, no one wants to do it. We haven't got the capacity, la, la, la. And then, you know, and we had this kind of like almost snobbery about it. Like, no, we can't do that. It's not appropriate for our top clients. Yeah. Blah, blah. Anyway. And then Sam says, like, 2 months later, he's like, well, you know, at the end of the day, we could have just, and then he gives me these whole ideas about, we could have set it up in 1080. That could have been done that way. It's like, well, fucking hell, that's brilliant, mate. But what are you fucking, why are you telling me that now when we basically missed the opportunity of working with, you know, Brad's mate?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing, it's like, you know, it's very easy for everybody to criticize each other, And now Goldman's are doing crypto.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ranskalk is too posh for crypto. I mean, Goldman's can do it, but Ranskalk, no. And this is what frustrates me sometimes, is like, we've just got to fucking start doing, and this is where Stuart, I do back Stuart in lots of ways. We just got to start fucking having a punt at things, and if they don't work, then they don't work. Fuck it, but at least we're trying shit. Like, if no one signs up for crypto, I mean, why don't we set up a fucking AI fucking channel and try and link in with Dataminer? And I mean, I got that fucking email the other day. Do you see it, Scoop?
Yeah. I haven't got the, I don't know about Scoop, but I see this sometimes.
They've done a fucking partnership with StockTwits, basically, right?
Yeah.
And they're like fucking kids, mate, just coming out of uni. And I was like, I literally just was like saying to myself, so it's literally fucking embarrassing. Like, they're doing shit and making relationships and partnerships like that, yeah? And we're like, no, we're too good for that. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just got to fucking start having a punt at a few things, mate. If they don't come off, then fine. But if they do, you know, we just got to go for shit. We're going to say, right, we're going to have a go at crypto, or we're going to have a go at our AI channel, or we're going to make our oil channel and energy channel better. You know, and I like, and this is where, you know, the things you've said to me in the past, you know, and I've never disagreed with you on this, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You know, that Stuart does have this value. Like, he comes up with ideas. The problem with Stuart is, you know, he'll fire 100 ideas at high level. Let's make the iPhone. Let's come up with a laptop.
Yeah, someone has to filter it.
Let's invent a free energy. And it's like, mate, and I literally, in that big long fucking reply I did to him last week, I was like, effectively the summary was, please just speak to Alec and Aubrey and pick some fucking priorities and put everything else into the strategy for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but that we've always, you know, we're all aware that that is the challenge, but
mm-hmm.
We don't have that from anywhere else, mate. And I do think, that Stuart is valuable in that way. And also, as you said in the past, you know, he's also valuable because I do think, and I sent a cryptic email the other day saying I'd basically had some feedback, but I promised my word for somebody I wouldn't say it was from, right? But ultimately, that I do think the stuff that you and him have done, like FCA and legals, mm-hmm. is, even if it doesn't give a definitive fucking well done, you won scenario, I do think is it's basically saying there is a fucking referee in the room.
Yeah.
There is a referee on the pitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stopping people like Harry and other people being complete. Same, like,
yeah.
Whatever. I know you think, like, we're not sure about Andrew Adronico, and I understand that. But at the same time, at least they're there potentially investigating. I mean, imagine if you're Harry. Would you really want to do something fucking stupid as fuck right now?
Mm-hmm.
No, because there's too much heat.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to say to you and Stuart, is I do think that the stuff that's happened, and I think we need to continue with it as best we can, you know, is warding off attacks that we would be getting if we were, if you guys hadn't done that stuff, for example, with the FCA. And it's you guys, not me.
Mm-hmm. And where, what sort of, I know you can't disclose your source, but what kind of...
I can't tell you.
No, I'm not saying you can tell me, but is this someone you know from, like, for instance, like a bank, or is this just something through police or what?
So basically, I've had conversations with a couple of people, who would give good advice on this situation and know the specifics of this industry and this situation.
Okay.
So, for example, Andrew, if Andrew says to me, look, well, case in point, if Andrew was to say, well, they ain't going to fucking do something, are they? Well, let's be honest, while the FCA investigate. So it's come from a number of conversations with different people. And then when you aggregate that information together, I have been able to then get the picture of reading between the lines to say, yes, this is doing a good job. The FCA shit that's been happening between you and Stu has put that referee in the fucking room. And that's why, probably, in the same way, like, we can argue, oh, we spent too much on legals, all this kind of shit. But at the same time, I actually argue, well, hang on a second. All that money, all the actions we've been taken, have probably staved off huge attacks. Like, if we hadn't got involved in the whole fucking shit with Stuart, for example, Harry would have just folded the company, set up a new company and undercut us in every which way, and probably gone to Schneider and got his back.
Mm-hmm.
So, case in point, maybe Schneider's scared. Maybe Schneider's still just sniffing on the edges as opposed to being fucking balls to the wall, I'm going to fucking do score, because he's worried about the FCA, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very feasible, right? If you're a very, if you've got 30 million or 50 million in your Schneider, and then, and you're like, as much as you hate George and Jason and Ranscorp and all that, you know, and he doesn't make decisions on his own. He's got, you know, he's got a few other people in his investment company. I mean, he effectively does, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. Ronnie and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit like me chanting. I don't really make it. I mean, I know, well.
Let's not go there.
Narcissistic, dictatorial Hitler. But actually, it's not true, mate. If you think back, and even now, like even tonight, I fucking talk to you. I talk to OC. I very rarely make decisions without seeking counsel from people I trust.
Mm-hmm.
And his two people, and the two people in his fucking SIA are his two best mates, that Adam and the Scottish guy, Callum.
Yeah.
What I have noticed, have you heard anything about Leanne recently?
I haven't. Hopefully she's just...
I wonder if they've had a tiff and she's...
Well, hopefully she's got leprosy or something and given it to Schneider.
I hope she's got really bad genital herpes.
Yeah. One can only wish. Be careful what you wish for. It's one thing I will say to you.
Chance of being fine. So, I think some good stuff coming out tonight. I think that share option thing is a massive thing for me.
Yeah.
You're aware of where I'm at with accounts.
Yeah.
We need to tie Lintz and Yogi and stuff in. The accounts thing is massive. I see what I can do. You know,
Can I touch on a couple of other things?
That's why I was
property and proof thing.
You basically said there was a couple of things you wanted to touch on. Yeah, so far away.
Property and proof thing. So firstly, I want to put my invoice in for last month. There's no way I can sit at 2K going forward, because my rent is higher because I have less housemates at the moment, and I'm not really able to sort that.
What's your situation with housing?
Well, basically, it's a bit shit because I'm having to pay most of the rent for this house myself, as opposed to it being dispersed amongst
people. Why don't you move out?
Pardon?
Why don't you just move out?
Because I don't want to go, moving is a massive hassle. I've got shitloads of stuff. And the next time I move, I want to move, so I'm buying somewhere. There's no reason why I shouldn't buy anything, because my credit rating, personally, is perfect. My only problem is is I need a deposit because I've been paid so little, which is why I'm saying that's why I want a significant pay rise, even if it's a short term thing, or we review it in 3-4 months and say, okay, it's not going to be 75k, it's going to be 50k or 60k because the business can't afford it, but at least just
what do you want the pay rise for? Sorry,
so
that's a pretty stupid question if anyone was listening.
Yeah,
but there's obviously a fundamental reason. What's it for?
So obviously my bonus has just pretty much just paid off credit card debt. So obviously that's one reason why I'm obviously not earning enough. And it's kind of covering my rent as well to a certain degree. I think it's gone down to about 5-6k, it's 6k I think, my tax bill has gone down from 7 to 6 because I've managed to picked up on PJ Marks.
What year is that for?
Pardon? That's for both. That's
16-17.
That's both for 16-17 and 17-18.
What, you're telling me it's exactly the same for both years?
No. It's 6K aggregate.
How much in each year?
So it's 4K this year, and I think 2 or 3 in last. It might be a bit less than that now.
No, that's fine. Just ballpark it. That's cool.
But that's offset against the rent that I owe you, so that's fine. And that makes sense anyway, because I was earning 30k before, so which is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a no-brainer. So all I really want, two things. Pay rise going forward, even if it's not all, 100% long-term, maybe it's a massive...
And you want that to basically, for what reason? Just basically you need more money.
Yeah, I need more money if I'm staying here, but I can't stay here for too long because the house is up for sale. I think landlord will reduce the price.
Basically, you feel unsettled in the house you're in because there's no longevity to it. You need pay rise, basal costs, and your rent's gone up where you are
now. Yeah,
and ultimately, you want to move out where you are now. And
if I'm going to move, I need to buy somewhere because there's no point me renting. It's wasting my money if I rent anything.
Okay, yeah.
So, and there's no reason why I should not have a mortgage at the moment or will not be able to get one from a personal point of view. There might be, I am very nervous about, company situation and obviously having to sort my personal tax and all that. But I think that will be okay. So that's my main thing. And
you're very nervous about the company situation in what regard?
Well, just accounts and stuff, because if I go and get a mortgage and they start asking about company stuff because I'm self-employed and they see the accounts aren't done, that's where I have a bit of nervousness. If that's getting done, it's getting done.
Case in point, this is why it's important you tell me these things, and that's why it's beneficial to me and the company and you and opens more doors. So, for example, it seems that I need to lose some, we need to run up costs, right?
Yeah.
And potentially we need to make some payments as disbursements, which means nothing to you. I'm not going to go into the fucking detail, whatever.
Yeah.
But ultimately we may be able to therefore make a disbursement payment to you, which would reduce the...
profit stuff.
Basically reduce the income to the business and therefore enhance your position and improve their tax position. But bear in mind, for example, this would be one of, let's say, 10 things that would need to be actioned for the accounts, and that's what I'm working on. But nonetheless, let's say because I can do something with you, it saves, it makes money for you and saves money for the company to the tune of X thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I can do that across another times 9 other options. Yeah. I'm not going to have a solution on the accounts that's going to be one solution, as in...
There's going to be multiple,
the queen and she doesn't get charged VAT, for example.
Yeah.
It's going to be made up of... And this is better for the company because it'll look less suspicious and less dodge, is lots of little bits and pieces which ultimately aggregate up to the amounts we need to pay.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so pay rise is one. What was the other thing?
And then... Bulgaria property, and that's basically in lieu of loss of, well, not loss of earning, but basically money that I would have earned if I was earning full-time 50k or whatever it is, would have been on, basically. And obviously, the other thing to pick up on is I've had more responsibilities since Jet compared to Ran. So,
sorry, is that Laura there or is it Jason?
Sorry, it's Laura now. but look,
next you'll be saying, it's not my responsibility to input on decisions for what's best for the company for X, Y, and Z.
So,
I've seen a new revenue channel that we should do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be facetious now.
What?
Basically, we should resell our GDPR solution to all small media enterprises across the world. Because I don't know if you're going to carry on. You know.
Yeah. I know where you're going with that. But
the good news is, I mean, I fucking can barely cope with the fucking income she's generated.
So, back to my ignoring Laura, because we all seem to...
That's the end of it, isn't it?
So, the Bulgaria thing, okay. There's two things here, because I know you're saying tying in and stuff. I kind of see the Bulgaria thing as that's work I've done in the past, and I kind of would like that to be...
Let me be very clear.
I know you're going to be clear, but...
No one is getting any fucking deal that doesn't tie them in.
No, that's fair enough, but I do feel...
And you should respect me for that statement.
Yeah, fine. And I've said previously, I don't mind being tied in, but I don't want to be... I'd like that to not be a tie-in, for the reason being that if I was earning that money, I would have had that...
the new 488.
I would have had that... I would have had that money anyway.
You know what 488 is?
No, go on. What is it?
It's the new Ferrari 488.
Okay. Yeah, I gathered it was a car of some sort.
I think I should get that.
But yeah. Only if I get my property first.
How about we buy in Bansko and we put the 48, we basically steal a 48, actually I do know some guys that could do this, basically steal the 488, ship it out to Bansko, and basically it's available when anybody that flies to Sofia picks up the 488, it's like the available car to Jason's Bansko ski opportunity. Are you going to let anybody stay with you, like, if they want to come skiing, or are you just going to tell them to fuck off?
No, that's fine.
Or are you basically going to let everybody stay except me?
You won't want to go over there because you can't fly anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I am going to fucking fly, because mate, I can't fly. I've been fucking around the world, mate. I was talking about it. I've got a bit rusty, so we put it that way.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't think you can go to Bansko and I won't fucking come, mate. Because if I need to come out there, I will fucking come out there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go, I'm going to fucking fuck Buzzmeister and then I'm going to hide in Bansko.
No, I would like it. Look, you're going to know because where it is.
I understand. So you want pay rise, you want Bansko. You think
and that's
Bansko
it.
You would think Bansko should be given for previous shit or at least part of it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You ain't getting shit that doesn't tie you in. There's
two ways around it. Either
I know the ways around it already. I already know what.
No. What I was going to say is,
you give me the solution today with my share option guaranteed minimum price.
Yeah. So let me.
But having said that, bear in mind what I did say with that as well. That people were already 2 years in, and therefore people.
Well, this is it. That's why I said, it's for work I've already done, effectively.
Wow, I'm not sure about that, but.
Bearing in mind, I've also been there. I've been there for good part of 10 years.
On this call, I understand exactly what you're saying, mate.
So I'll tell you where a few ideas with this going forward. I'm going to be tied in with shares. I don't need as many shares if I'm going to have the property, obviously, and therefore I can go for roughly the same as Linton. And if you want to tie me in with options as a compromise or non-voting. Maybe that's a discussion to be had.
But I'm not going to... that's all cool. But at the end of the day, mate...
Yeah.
Well, say it's non-voting but guaranteed amount. Well, yeah. Then that's quite valuable shares, right?
Yes. So something on those lines is a discussion to be had if I take the property now. So, look, I'm trying to find compromises and propose things that...
No, I've been thinking about it as well. I'm like, basically, if you don't get TPS done by next Friday, then you're on the dole.
Thanks.
You know what I fucking love as well is you. The thing is, mate, and I'll tell you something on a serious note, actually. I like when we fell out, right?
Yeah.
I heard in your voice, fear.
Mm-hmm.
As in, what the fuck am I going to do with this? What the fuck am I going to do with that?
And this is partly why I want to tie down and get stuff.
Can you shut up a minute?
Yeah. Listen?
This is why
mm-hmm.
you need to be my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if I lose everything, I will be fine. Why? Because I have friends like Vosi.
Mm-hmm.
Vosi, if I was absolutely desolate, Vosi would either give me a spare room or he'd give me one of his flats or... Okay, case in point, Dillis, yeah? Mm-hmm. Phil Williams, you know?
Yeah.
He got divorced 2 years ago. He's lived in one of the 5-bedroom houses of ours for the last 2 years. He owes us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really paid any rent, really. If he wasn't friends with Adam and I, he'd be absolutely fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm not blowing sunshine up mine versus ours. I am saying that because I'm coming to a more prevalent point. But what it did realise when I heard that fear in your voice, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What I realised was, like, that maybe you don't have that. Like, you don't have those friends and stuff. And that's why I'm saying don't
mm-hmm.
waste friendships like me, yeah? Like, and I don't mean this arrogantly, mate, because mm-hmm. I value your friendship the same way, right? And that's why I was mm-hmm. so upset about what happened, you know, blah, blah. And if you actually think about it back, I know, like, you'll go, oh, why did all this shit come to his house? But if you actually think about it, why didn't I do it 2 years ago? Because I completely fucking trusted you, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And we're working on getting that back. But I, you know, the only reason, and you went to me, oh, it was a technicality. But I didn't do it as a technicality because of something you did.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, it was the technicality existed at Jet and Jets because I was scared of Mehl mm-hmm. and what Mehl did 3 months prior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you signed those fucking resolutions as a friend to me to back me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so I get all that. But basically that fear, right, that is what has driven me all my fucking life. Because that fear, when I was 14 and I was, like, living in a house where, like, my dad had done well and we were, like, secure and I was at a good school. And then suddenly, you know, all I heard in my house every fucking day, arguments between mum and dad, how are we paying this bill, how are we paying that bill. Then the phone, then we'd be fucking eating tuna and beans, and then there'd be no fucking phone, and no, you can't go on the skiing holiday with everyone else, and block, you know, all that shit. And the thing is, what I realised was, like, now in my life, I have that security, but it's taken me, you know, a lot of hard work, both on my own part, but also, I guess, I'm fortunate with the development of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also fortunate that, you know, over time, my mother has managed to have, you know, she got inheritance, a bit of an inheritance from my mum, and house prices have gone up. So, you know, she managed to do this, and I bought a piece of land off my mum at the back and built a house. So, if my mum's my mum's 70, she could drop down dead tomorrow. So, it's almost like her whole life from me being 14, so I'm nearly 42, so what, nearly 30 years, last 30 years. So, from 40 to 70, my mum has spent all that fucking time. Finally find security, and yet, you know, she's quite old now. I hate saying that because I don't want to admit it, but what I realized is, and obviously, like, I have a few quid now and so on, I realized in your voice that it's almost like my fears I've had all my life that have driven me, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that you don't have that, do you? Like, you if you lose your job and can't pay your rent,
mm-hmm.
Who's gonna help you out?
Well, yeah, I don't have family to kind of bail me out. Yeah,
but I'm saying, you don't have anybody. I don't mean to be like make you feel shit,
mm-hmm.
but that's why you're scared. Like,
yeah.
you have to be hugely responsible for you.
Yeah.
Like, if I say, for example, we fell out and I had been an absolute cunt when. Chase, go fuck yourself, it's all over, fuck off. Yes? And then you blew the company up and I went, I don't give a shit. Because I'm a stubborn bastard, but I do give a shit, but I'm so stubborn. I don't pretend I don't. No, but the thing is, like, say that had happened, well, you could go off and get another job or whatever, but, you know, you might or might not, but it's scary, right? The whole process is scary. And I realised that, and I was like, but, and so I guess what I'm trying to say is, I can relate and I understand that situation because, you know, you haven't got a mum or a dad who's going to turn up and go, well, you can come home or, you know, like, I mean, I come home to my mum's, right? I've got a fucking entire floor at the top of the house to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't pay for any fucking food. I am actually paying my mum some rent because she used to do B&B and I was like, I cannot be asked for people in the house. So I just said, look, I'll pay what, you know, blah, blah. You know, and, but then bear in mind, you know, I am fucking, what, how old are you again?
33.
Yeah, so I'm 10 years older than you, mate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I probably, you know, and in the last 10 years, I probably have found that security. But I'm just saying that I'm aware of what that meant. But, I, you know, please understand, Jace. And even when we fell out and at the worst of all of it, I never, and you said to me, oh, you threatened me with this. I never, ever threatened your job, mate. I was talking about directors, honestly, and now we're like being mates again or whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I would even look how shit Linton's been to me. You, in fact, I don't have any idea how shit he's been, right? But I still, in my conversations with you, have I ever said, I've told you he pissed me off. I think he's been very unkind, but I made my obligation to Lintz that I would protect him. And I have never, ever, and correct me if I'm wrong, have I ever wavered from that in a conversation with you, for example? Mm-hmm. I haven't. He may not agree with everything I do. He may not like everything I do or have done or whatever. But I have always, hand on heart, always looked after him.
Yeah.
Always looked out for him. And I've always done that for you too. Not in a fucking patronising fucking big brother fucking way. I, you know, just as a fucking mate. And, you know, that is still the same, Jace. Like, mm-hmm. I get that fear. And I, like, you would have to do something. Like, you'd have to shoot my mum in the face or something, or Pepper, for me to, you know what I'm like, mate? I lose my fucking temper, I fucking go, but then deep down, I come back to fucking, and I'm actually a pretty good guy.
Mm-hmm.
We fell out, I promise you, I would never ever have left you in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never will, unless you shoot Pepper in the face. Then I will fucking castrate you and make you eat your fucking balls and put you in a cell with Ranveer for the next 400 years.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I get you.
Look at what Ranveer's done to me and my family. Yeah. And I have spent, and yet I have fucking, I have, it's only now, this final thing now. And it's partly Anthony, and it's partly, will you fucking let me get on with my life and the company get on with the company? Like, enough, mate. But you think how fucking much it has taken for me to finally go, I'm fucking done. I don't give up on people, mate. That's just not the way I'm made. And the reason for that is because, well, look at me. If people fucking gave up on me, mate, Nikki gave up on me. Pavosi hasn't. My mum hasn't. My sister hasn't. And that's what I'm saying to you. Like, that's why I've got all these friends from decades. And I'm not sycophantic about it. But I'm just telling you, that's just the fucking way I'm made, is that people have very kindly, in my life, given me forgiveness and support and kindness and more than I have deserved at times. Yeah? And therefore, I think, and therefore my values are the same, like I pass that forward, I guess.
Fair enough. No, that's...
And even the same with Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Look how fucking pissed off I was with Stuart at the time, and yet now I'm sitting here going, and I fucking be honest with you, yeah, Stuart is a pain sometimes, and, you know, I wish he wouldn't moan quite so much about things and try and just go, well, yeah, things aren't perfect, let's be more positive, but it's an absolute motherfucking joy to me because I think Stuart is a good man annoying man at times, but I think his heart is good.
Yeah.
And I am fucking thrilled, and actually much the same with you. I'm thrilled to be able to have conversations again. Mm-hmm. You know? But I guess maybe the thing I'm trying to say is, look, you know, I guess I kind of understand that, you know, not everyone is potentially in the fortunate position that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
but I don't bail on people, mate. You've majorly fucking pissed me off. But I'm still trying to make it work with you. I'm still trying to repair it. I don't speak to anyone else for 2 hours on the phone at this time. You can actually look back, mate. I have...
Not even on Babe Station?
No, I'm not going to say that. She's rubbing her absolute fucking skank. Yeah, off enough emotional shit. But just to say, mate, you know, like, you're pretty secure and
okay.
I want you to feel that.
So, on the property thing, why don't you're not going to... Like, if we go down to Bulgaria, it's just going to take a couple of months anyway. Why?
You realise it isn't just my decision, right?
Pardon?
Like, I'm not allowed to make any decisions on my own anymore.
No, but one thing I was going to... One thing
that's is one. If I don't give you what you want, that's going to be my excuse.
Yeah, I gathered. you're already looking for a way out. One thing I was going to say is...
I hear, actually, they've done a... Have you not heard about the moratorium in Bulgaria?
No.
They basically weren't allowed, no British people can buy property in Bulgaria anymore.
That's bollocks. That's why I haven't heard about it.
So why are you still talking about this? Like, you've basically made your point.
Let me
do the accounts and let me speak to the people.
What I was going to say is, it's going to take a while to, before it gets actioned anyway, doesn't it not make sense for me to go out there? There is if you're talking about tie-ins, arguably there's a tie-in anyway, because if I go out there, I'm going to be living out there, you know, and it makes sense for me to go over.
Why are you asking me if you can go to fucking Bulgaria? I'm assuming.
Oh, hang on. We've got someone knocking on the door. Hang on, we've got the police on the door for some reason.
Call me back.
All right.